It's been quite a hectic 24 hours for the HEB people, I know.
Yes, it sure has, but we appreciate you visiting with us this morning, Scott.
Now, you made the decision yesterday to close your stores early. What was the determining factor there?
You know, primarily it was the concern for safety of our partners and our customers. With the uncertainty of the weather and numerous warnings of tornadoes, we made the decision that it was just safest for everyone, especially getting people from our stores and our customers off the roads at a time when they could see and assess any water content on the roads and the driving conditions.
Now, you've been doing this for a while. Tell me what was the most unusual thing that you saw disappear from the shelves that was a surprise to you?
You know, as people stock up for their groceries, it usually consists of hard goods, things that are going to have some good shelf life in case of power outages. But we did see a real strange amount of produce go off of our shelves. It was just something that we hadn't initially anticipated, but again, we're able to react to. But it was just surprising that a perishable item like that was so quickly consumed.
And I saw pictures, certainly, of your produce section, I think, at the store at Tower Point, and the bins were absolutely empty, completely empty.
He got hit real hard, we believe, again, primarily because of the storm, but he's the first store that people will see when they come in from out of town, and he had a lot of Houston traffic in his store.
Sure. Rich White joining us from HEB. Give us an idea of how HEB as a company starts to prepare when they see there'll be a weather event.
You know, we get out ahead of it as soon as there is even a storm like that forecast, and they have emergency procedures in place, including getting some portable generators that they have for stores. But it's really an emergency protocol that is activated, getting the real basic necessities, and then they assess where they're going to need those resources, and they start getting them ready so that at the drop of a hat, they're on the road with water generators, and even we have a mobile kitchen that they've put in place in Victoria to help feed people that are unable to provide for themselves down there.
Now, for your stores here, did the distribution network change any as the storm came ashore?
No, we have resources where we can pull from a Temple warehouse and for our groceries, and that was really able, one way we were able to stay ahead of the supply and the demand by pulling out of an area where it was less impacted by the weather.
All right. Stay safe, my friend, and thank you for calling this morning.
Thank you, Scott. Appreciate it. Uh-huh. Everyone, stay safe.